monitoring. E4BM mobile. AM, KO4NUE. How are you today, sir?
Wishing I wasn't in traffic on Woodruff.
you kind of brave, aren't you?
I'm going to go pick up some shoes, but then I wanted to go to Costco to do some shopping, and man, oh man, now I just want to get back to home and come back to Costco at a later date or later time and totally avoid Woodruff Road.
Roger that. I don't get along with Woodruff Road at all. They've got a good tool store over there I'd like to try to get to sometimes, but it's just not worth it. It's just, I get so agitated with 85 sometimes and agitated with, you know, Woodruff Road that I don't even try anymore. I'll drive all the way up to the upper end of Spartanburg on 85 to get to Northern Tool because I just can't deal with Woodruff.
Oh, are you talking about the Northern Tool on Woodruff that is not worth the effort to come out to?
Roger that. I like the way the store's set up and just, you know, when I'm over that way, if traffic's not bad, I'll try to sneak in there. But most of the time, it's just, you know, I just can't do it. 85 is, it's really frustrating to just sit on 85. So you usually go through 2 or 3 traffic jams trying to get to Woodruff. And then when you get to Woodruff, you got to wait more. So I just don't do it.
I agree. I totally avoided Woodruff when it was still holiday season, but now I have to come out here. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I have to come through here at times.
That's when I got back from the last deployment. I'd been home, I don't know, a couple of days, and decided I'd try to venture out that way. And I got halfway there, just got so agitated with it, I just said, I'm not going to do it. So every now and then you can catch it just right, but most of the time not. There's a good Indian restaurant there on Woodruff Road that if you time it right in the afternoon, you can sneak in from the Greer side. I forget what the name of the road is. I forget the name of the number. But we do it that way, but most of the time it's just a headache. Great weekend going today.
Good. Got some new shoes on. That's about all I had planned. But I got a couple questions. I'm not local to Greenville. I'm from Charleston, and I recently moved up here for work. Does anybody get together around here and talk radio or anything of that sort?
KB2HXS.
Recognizing KB2HXS. Yes, sir. There's a couple of clubs in the area. This repeater you're talking on belongs to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And you can go to their website, and they have meetings. I think they normally meet at a restaurant there in Greenville. There's a certain member of a certain group of the members who have a ham shack hotline, and we'll get on the ham shack hotline and, you know, talk, you know, radio and things like that. But most of the time we, you know, do it on the net. If you got any questions or want to, you know, comment or anything, we have net every Monday night at 9 o'clock, and you know, go from there. But you can get the information you need on the Blue Ridge website.
Roger that. Go ahead there, other station, 84BM mobile.
Oh, very good. Good afternoon. What are you, slumming, Chad? Anyway, I just want to let you know, Chad, I ordered the power cable for the 757. I'll get it in next week and try this radio out.
Roger that. But I think First Station AE4BM, Bienito, is that correct, sir?
A lot easier for everybody to say. That's why kids have shortened it along to growing up, and they just made it easier and easier to say. But go ahead.
All right. My apologies, sir, Ben. Yeah, so we've got some, unlicensed operator on the frequency today, and I'm trying my best to keep his transmit times down. But at any rate, if you hear any nonsense, just keep on talking. Just ignore it.
A problem big in Charleston. But I've known about bars for a long time. I'm one of those guys from Charleston that every blue moon I can get into the repeater, but not too often. But now I'm working up here, and I can't. Now I'm local to the repeater. I'm not a DX contact all the way in Charleston coming in.
Go ahead, Dave.
You know, there is a link system on the weekend that goes from pretty much all over South Carolina. The frequency I use up here is either 145.370 or 147.090. Those are the two frequencies local, and you can talk statewide on that all the way down to the coast. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. I think it was Ben. This is Dave in Greer, KB2HXS.
Yeah, I don't get on the SC Heart system too often. I'm more of the person that likes to stick around on the standalones and gets to know the area, the people around here. I'm not too much of a VHF guy. I'm a big HF guy. But then again, I'm living in an apartment and can't do much HF-wise.
TR. 2N0TR. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, I was just getting ready to go out and water the chickens, Dave and Chad and Ben, and was listening to you. Don't forget the Greer Amateur Radio Club and where they meet out there at the Woodman of the World, and also the SCDXCC Club that ND7J heads up meets over there at Mythos. I don't know the timing on. I know the one on the Greer Amateur Radio Club. I haven't been going for a while, Chad, but it's, first Monday, Bernice, or second? Something like that. Anyway, she's been baking all morning. Oh, she made some good stuff, and I'm getting ready to go water the chickens, reluctantly. It's 47 degrees out there, but there's a wind, and it's cold. So I'll send it back to you, Chad, and send her over to Dave. It's in 0TR.
Nice to hear from you today, but tell Miss Bernice we said hello, and all of the kids are coming back in from eating lunch out on the porch. So I'm going to duck on out and go out there and talk with them for a little while, but you got it next. Ben, it's nice making you acquainted, sir. I've heard you on the repeater a couple of times and wanted to drop by and talk with you last time. I think you were talking about doing some contract work overseas. But at any rate, I got to duck on out. 73's, young man. And Dave, you or Ben, go ahead and pick it up. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
All right, Chad, we'll catch you later. KO4NUE, KB2HXS. Yeah, Ben, I don't know if Chad told you or not, but he's a trustee of a machine up in Tryon. A 145.33 machine, and I'm involved with that one, or I'm getting more and more involved with that one. But anyway, where do you call home here? What part of town?
I'm just right there on the Greenville Conesty, right at there at the border. Everybody says I still live in Malden, but it's more like Conesty in my opinion. But yeah, I'd love to go to all these meetings and stuff. But working 10-hour shifts on the swings, is just rough for everything daylight-wise, unless it comes to the weekends. AE4BM mobile.
AE4BM, KB2HXS. Yeah, you're down in the Malden area, is that what you said? Yeah, this you may not get the 3-3 machine down here. Well, unless you're in a base station, but this is about the best machine for coverage in this area. But there are quite a few other machines. That the 146940 machine, which I believe is the Greer machine, one of the Greer machines, and that'll cover. That's got pretty good coverage on, I think, on the west side of town. Somebody can correct me on that if I'm mistaken. But yeah, no, there's a bunch of good machines up here. I moved up from Florida about 2.5 years ago, and my call letters are out of New York. I don't know if you can tell that or not. I get a lot of guff for that, my accent. Over to you.
I was actually born in Florida, but raised in Charleston. Was in the Charleston area when the Navy base was still around. And by the time I was supposed to get a dependent card, my father decided to get out of the military. And I'm just here in Greenville following work. That's about it.
Hey, I know about swing shift stuff. I worked for Grumman Aerospace up on Long Island many moons ago, back in the early 80s. And I've done my share of, you know, overnight or, you know, second shift, 11 to 7. I mean, 3 to 11:30 or 11 to 7 in the morning. And I've worked... I'm semi-retired, and I say semi because I work for myself now. I'm an air conditioning tech.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sure you've probably recognized where I'm working at currently, over there at the Lockheed plant.
It is, but that's okay. You know, I've been out at Grumman for a long time. I worked there 9 years, and when they started closing down Bethpage is pretty much when I left back in, oh my gosh, back in the late 80s, somewhere around there.
Over here at Donelson Airport, Lockheed Martin is building some stuff, doing some maintenance. That's about it.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar. I only moved up out of Florida. What part of Florida were you born in?
Born in Orlando before they shut down the Navy hospital.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, my wife grew up in Vero Beach, which is about 90 miles down from Orlando, kind of over and down south of Melbourne. And that's where we met about 15 years ago. We got together and we moved up here about 2.5 years ago. So, yeah, we're kind of newcomers. I'm trying to be a southern man and even got myself a trailer now. One of my friends on here says, man, you ain't no southern man till you got yourself a trailer. Well, I got one now.
Come along with a trailer.
Well, no, I actually bought a utility trailer. No, I'm on 2.8 acres, excuse me, up here in Greer. We got a nice little spread here. We kind of fell into this right as things started to jump up back in 2020, so we kind of got lucky.
I've been fighting, looking on Zillow, trying to find me at least an acre with some trees, that's for sure. I like me my 80 meter too much. That's what really drove me to get my extra was that 80 meter. I heard the designer of the OptiBeam on an extra portion, and I decided I really wanted to talk to that fella out there in Europe, and by the time I got my extra, I haven't heard him since. AE4BM mobile.
Well, I've got my general ticket. I talk on 75 meters. There's a single sideband net on 75 meters nightly at 7 o'clock on 3.915. And that's the South Carolina sideband net. And I jump on there from time to time. And then, you know, I'll jump over to the 14533 where Chad is on Monday nights and, you know, check into that net and just, you know, just getting my feet wet again with ham radio. I kind of was out of it for a few years. I've been licensed since 1989. So been around the block a few times.
I haven't checked into the SCSSB net in a long time. Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, I miss 80 meter a lot. I ended up picking up a new HF radio before I moved up here, and now that I'm up here, I have no place to put it. But one of these days, I'm going to find me a nice piece of land, or a nice lot, and I'm going to end up putting an antenna of some sort back up.
I don't mind turning me on to this MaxCon off-center fed 10-280 dipole. And I've got it strung up off my house, and I tell you what, it does a pretty good job. I run, 100 watts in the wire. I run a Kenwood TS450 SAT, which has got the built-in antenna tuner, and on 100 watts, and people hear me, so I can't complain.
It's all about that antenna is what they don't tell you. Oh, man, you're bringing back memories of me hitting New Zealand on QRP.
In the upswing for propagation, we're in the first 2 years of the sunspot cycle going up. So I think it's going to peak around 2024, 2025, somewhere in that area. So he'd be hitting places with a piece of wire at the window.
So I just hope I'm not in the apartment real estate by the time it gets nice and rolling.
I'm not a real estate mogul, but I can tell you if you wait a few more months, you might get lucky. Prices start leveling off and dropping down a little bit.
I've seen it. A coworker of mine just says, Ben, just hold out a year or two, and it's gonna come back around. Then it's going to be a buyer's market.
Oh, if you can hold off within the next, I would say 6 months to a year, I kind of watch the markets a little bit. I'm not a real estate mogul, but there's some scuttlebutt out there that things are going to start coming back around quickly.
Back at the apartment complex. oh man, time to go back quiet on 2 meter. But enjoy the conversation and everything, and all the information on the locals. But maybe that pass will cost again on this here radio, and we'll conversate yet again. 84BM Mobile.
Is it Bravo Nancy or Bravo Mike?
Or Bravo Mike.
Okay, 84BM. Okay, very good, very good. All right, Ben, we shall talk to you again, I'm sure. I'm usually out and about in the mobile, or if I'm working or whatever. I'm usually got my ear to the radio somewhere along the way. Have a good afternoon. AE4BM KB2H XS.
BG.
Oh yeah. Where did you say you moved from within the past 2 or 3 years?
And that would be Vero Beach. V-E-R-O Beach, Florida.
Beach. All right. Yeah, I know where that is. Florida's probably someplace you don't want to go back to. I thought maybe it was like, well, you're from somewhere up north before that, right, though, aren't you?
I grew up on Long Island. Listen, I got to step away for a minute. Got to go refill my tea. I'll be back in a little while.